A what?
Mama.
A cold mama.
Yeah. I'm coughing and she can't stop. Like she's choking. Dipping the bitch on 290. I don't know. She just got choked. She can't catch her damn breath. I think. I don't know.
I love black kids, but I hate them so bad.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Damn, that shit. What happened? What they say?
Huh?
What they say?
Nigga, we at the park. Right? And then one of these came through.
Bitch, get on your side.
One of these came through.
What?
A breeze.
What's that smell?
Nigga, tell me why, as I'm saying this shit in my head, the little girl say, "Ooh, can you smell it?"
Little bastard.
You know me, nigga. I've been buying my business. Shooting the basketball, I'm just in my head.
Nigga, smell it. It's touching my nose. I know it's touching your nose.
Nigga, when the wind hit, that shit touched us. The air soul.
Like that behind me. Y'all tripping in white cars today. Yeah. So I made the bitch try to cry at work.
Wait.
She tried to cry. She tried. I ain't see no tears. But she tried. But you know me, no fucks given. Yo, man. I got on my ass. If I ain't get on my ass, I really waited till everybody was out of line. Wasn't nobody in the front. So she run her fucking mouth too much. One lady asked about the manager just got fired.
A customer?
Yes. Instead of her just saying, "Oh, he not here no more," or, "Yeah, and he was texting other people, talking about people we work with, and he was," I come to the end of the damn aisle, and I'm going like this. She steady running her mouth. Okay, so I went. She need a change.
Bitch, you can't say shit about that.
This is a company. Then, bitch, the fact that she asked by a name, she might know him. You running your fucking mouth telling that man business.
So somebody,
that he lawsuit on your ass.
And
the company. That's your ass. Well, you always mad at me and you're picking. What? You're the one that get mad. Bitch, I ain't mad. Y'all assume I'm mad. No, I don't entertain y'all. I don't want to talk. I'm here to do a job and take my black ass home. That's it. That's all. I'm not here to be your friend, fucking babysit, hold your hand, none of that shit. Just like Patty gonna tell Desiree. Oh, she don't like training new people. You damn right, because I don't like keep repeating myself. Because I'm the type of person, bitch, if I done showed you 10 times and you ain't got it, you ain't got it.
She still there?
Oh, she come and go like the wind.
Go back.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't know that. But she ain't got no set schedule because he ain't put him on the schedule. You got to wait a little minute for they in the system before you can actually, you know what I'm saying? They in the system, but you ain't got all their numbers to actually, like, what you call it. So I was like, oh, okay, whatever. Then just like, little mama, she come up, shout to Dyke. Say, dog, I'm telling you, anything over $299, they gonna write your ass up and lost permission, gonna start auditing your transactions. You cool with that? Yeah, okay. Well, sign the paper. That's all I can do. And report it. That's all I can do. Everybody else be like, oh, I'm a short. Wait, let me go get some money. Yeah. Whatever. Because Mike just sit there. That's all he get paid to do. He in a room with a million fucking screens. Well, it really is computer screens, but he can watch all the cameras. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He can pull up any store, anytime. They gonna catch your ass, just like the bitch was sliding shit, and it wasn't
clean.
Yeah, she wasn't even really scanning the shit. Stupid. It's a mirror on top of every roof, above every register in Dollar Tree. For the simple fact, when you scan it, they can see that reflection. They can see.
Nigga, don't a red light come up?
On top of that, yeah. But see, not you can turn that little shit off. But see, on top of that, he can have your register transactions pulled up at the same time. So he know your dumb ass ain't scanning shit. That's why I say they shit go down to she bought 23 Easter items for this amount. She bought 7 seasonal vases for this amount. Like, it goes, it itemizes. Yeah. Shit, I can't talk today.
You can't talk and I can't fucking breathe.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
What?
You got the heebie-jeebies?
Hell no, I can't breathe around that thing.
Oh, shit. I got fucking indigestion and that shit is fucking killing me.
I don't give a fuck.
I can't eat Whataburger.
You gotta be a...
I don't know. I can't smell, so... But, yeah. I don't know. These motherfuckers gonna sit on their phone all day while they at work. Nah, this shit ain't gonna work. They gonna be mad as hell. They want me to take over? Nigga, you smell yourself or anybody else smell yourself? Well, I can't really say that because I got a nose problem. And I can't really smell anything, really. It got to be wow for me to smell it.
Nigga, I know if I'm fucking
stupid. Well, I got to put it, like, extremely close to my nose, too close to my lips.
What time you go to work anymore?
Uh-uh, I'm not. Mm-mm. You're going to ruin my day. My pants.
I'll bottle some of that shit up.
How you bottle funk?
Same way you bottle air, nigga. Just capture that shit.
Who the fuck is bottling air? Somebody give up keys.
I don't know the shit.
Oh, damn. This one, though.
The people who make air hard is bottling air.
Uh-uh. That's not just regular. The bitch gonna call on the phone. Y'all got the red, white, and blue flowers out. Yeah, I'm looking at blue, red, blue, and white flowers. Oh, it would be all one thing where, I said, no, I haven't seen them. But you had red, white, and blue flowers? Yeah. How many? Bitch, I know you don't think I'm finna go over there and count the flowers. Like, this is the dumb shit I deal with. Then motherfucker gonna come up and say, oh, it's some stuff wasted. This thing, true. It's some, something in a glass bottle or a clear thing wasted. Oh, no. Shit. Burnt my soul. Shit. Wasted on that aisle over there. I'll show you. Then the next breath say, oh, well, it cleaned my pen. So, bitch, you wasted it.
Wait.
Don't play like you ain't wasted.
Wait.
Yeah, that's what I said. Like, wasted.
She told you something wasted and it cleaned her pants?
No. He said, it's some stuff over there in a clear bottle. It fell and it wasted. It's all over the floor over there. I said, oh, okay. I said, I'll go get it. So I go to grab the wet floor signs and I'm walking that way. Oh, I'll show you. It sure did clean my pants, though. So, bitch, you wasted it if it splashed on you.
It cleaned up. What was on? What kind of pants did you have on?
Just some pants. Basically, it just splashed on his pants. So, you wasted it. Right? Didn't you say, I wasted a bottle of whatever. It slipped out my hand. You know. He said, like, it was just a bottle over there. This is dumb shit I deal with. Then the woman says, do y'all have that Arnold Palmer tea? I said, yes, ma'am, it's some right there. I said, Arnold Palmer. I said, yes, ma'am, how many do you want? Four. I said, oh, that's Arnold Palmer.
Bitch.
That is what the fuck I wanted to say.
That's why I can't work at a dog.
Karen, if you don't take your dog ass.
I will work with animals the rest of my life if I have to.
Really? It depends on how high I'm, ma'am.
No, because the high like, I get, bitch.
Like, Josiah said, high, ma'am. Then he say, I ma'am. You ma'am what? I ma'am.
Because the higher I get, the more I get to hear shit clearly. And I'd be like, hell
no. I can see clearly now. Oh, my phone is like dead and it will not charge for some reason. So it's like no music tonight. I could put the radio on. But we in the country and then she gonna say shh. It's gonna be straight fried chicken.
Nigga might fuck around fall asleep to some fried chicken.
Yeah, turn that chicken out. Shit, cause damn. And I don't wanna hear no Spanish hip hop because I'm all that shit. Nah, I'm good. I've been listening to that shit.
Hey, if you throw baking soda on somebody, will it fuck them up?
Hell no. Baking soda cleanses. That nigga need a motherfucking baptism. We need a mixture of shit. You know what? I think that would be the best bet, though, so we don't harm his skin.
What?
If he bathed, his lips probably go down. But anyway.
Shut the fuck up.
What? They swole. It's backed up. His pores and shit is just like crammed, closed, and it had nowhere else to go. I'm just saying. That's Dion, no driving ass.
That's not even a bad part.
I mean, I don't know, like, need to fucking strap that nigga to the tub.
I'm about strapping shit to shit.
I don't know, man. Just tell that nigga, say dog, your stinkiness is fucking up my side of the house.
I'm gonna fuck you though, cause I can eat my little thing well.
Fuck, dog. No. My shit.
I better that. Okay.
Bobby, punch me right there up by my shoulder blade, like right. There, go down, just look. Ah, shit, damn, you trying to break my shit?
No, nigga, did it hurt?
Shit.
Did it hurt?
Hell yeah.
But that's where your pain at.
Shit, you fucking my shit up.
No, I'm not.
You are.
You get that and you rub that shit out.
No, fuck a rub out.
15 seconds.
I said punch it. Plug your ass, motherfucking, pushing and tugging and rubbing and fucking my shit up. Ah, oh, my shit hurt for real, man. Ah. Uh-oh. I need drugs. I need drugs.
Then you got this one in your
arm. Fuck, Bobby. Fuck you doing. Shit. You made it hurt worse. Bobby,
now you gonna have to rub all this shit out.
I'll fucking rub out. I need to put my houses on. I can't drive past 41.
I watched too much shit to know too much about shit.
Shit. Okay. Fuck. I'm handicapped.
Did you know that the nigga that they said killed Martin Luther King didn't kill Martin Luther King?
They had that nigga killed. So why would you think what the fuck they tell you was the truth? Don't worry. I'll wait.
James Earl Ray?
Did not kill him.
Oh, I know.
The shit didn't even make sense when they said that dumb shit to me in history. That's why fuck history. Because some they tell you what the fuck they want you to know. That don't be the real shit. I'm telling you. We've been around the damn army base enough to know bullshit.
I need to lie to
you. Oh, I was going to find that bitch. Whatever. It don't matter.
We'll find it.
Shit, Bobby, I can't.
Oh, what the fuck? That nigga was. That looked just like Josh.
That nigga.
Romanowski. Y'all know Josh Romanowski?
Fuck. Bobby hurt
me more. I can fix it, but you're gonna be in more pain.
I'm fucking handicapped right now.
But. At the end of the day, it's going to feel a whole lot better.
Oh, you don't feel a whole lot better.
Dr. Bo has taught me a lot.
Fuck Dr. Bo. Bitch, what kind of doctor are you?
He's a chiropractor doctor.
Chiropractors ain't doctors. They just get licensed. Bitch, you ain't get no MD, no OD, no goddamn RD, SD, any kind of motherfucking D. I know that for sure.
I want to be a chiropractor, but I don't want to get no D.
You ain't gotta get no D to be a fucking chiropractor. You just gotta take the exam, take the classes and the exams, and learn your goddamn be bilateral, quadrilateral, trilateral, all that blah 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 bullshit.
And then you gotta know the human body like a motherfucker too. That nigga be doing some shit to have grown ass men cry. I'm like, what?
Hell yeah, this shit hurt.
Like, it's just one thing he do under your armpit.
Yeah. Your armpit is a pressure point. Armpit, neck right here. That shit all pressure points. So anything.
And this nigga was working on the little person. He was working on a little person.
Fuck, Bobby! Fuck my arm up.
It's just a knot.
No, it ain't a knot. I promise it ain't a knot. I don't know what the fuck you did. But shit, it moved to my chest. Shit.
You having a heart attack?
Hell no, on the wrong side. Bitch, I done been on this earth a while and ain't nobody told me my arm was on that side. I've been doing some fucked up shit. Can your heart displace? Nigga, knock your heart to the other side.
If the nigga hit you hard enough.
Shit! So that goddamn Bruce Lee kick, nigga. That nigga knocked your shit to the other side. Who hit you? Bruce Lee? Nah, nigga, he been dead.
Have you seen the movie that had them
Fuck, Bobby.
The nigga that had to fucking break some
shit. I didn't even want it. Man, I don't even want to lift my shit up no more. Sure the fuck don't want to drive. You know I'm right handy, right? Like, you trying to fuck
I like this from a crackhead. Rest his soul.
Oh, you fucking up. You get over me.
Look, ain't nobody on this goddamn road.
Drunk motherfucker leaving me, bro. Yes, it is.
Nigga, why I came out to this bitch last Friday and that bitch was dark.
Why would you shake in the chair? Why would you? You, nigga.
Oh, was I still driving?
Shit, I ain't. My shit hurt. So shit, I was gonna grab it eventually, but shit.
My bad.
Why you keep wobbling this shit? Got me seasick. What's that shit called? Motion sick. Last time I checked, I don't even got that shit.
I don't even know what it is.
Mini boats and shit.
I done got limo sick before.
A motion sickness. Stephanie used to do that if you would take put her in the car for too long and ride her ass around.
And fuck that, my arm hurt.
That bitch gonna. I know the fuck you didn't say that. Let me rub your shit out. It's just a knot.
No, it's my shit right here.
Shit.
It's the bones that ain't connected.
Fuck, Bobby. I said punch. I said punch. This nigga don't know punch. You wanna fucking push it hard. I'm calling Dasha. She gonna bring the gun.
She gonna what?
Bring the gun.
I ain't trying to get shot. She told me to punch, I push.
Fuck, I need some leaves. What the fuck I need? I'm talking about
three. I'll be perfect 1,000.
Fuck, I need the props. Said black people need to quit taking BC powder, so I don't take that shit no more.
What the fuck is that for?
What?
BC powder.
It's an aspirin something, the ground up packet. The powdery shit you pour in your mouth and drink.
Is that my niggas put that shit in cocaine?
I don't know. But they say quit, if you some black people quit taking that shit, I quit taking that shit.
I never took that shit.
But that shit get everything. I don't give a fuck. Hangover, BC powder. Your teeth hurt, BC powder. Your back hurt, BC powder. Bitch pain, what pain? Something off in there. It's drugs, and that shit. Fuck aspirin, what y'all talking about? This is some drugs.
You just grabbed out some bikes.
Hey. Cause bikes make me throw up. I don't see how them motherfuckers attacking them bitches. Oh, Bobby. Fuck me off. I can't even grab my fucking bag. Oh.
Them little liquid gel things.
Oh.
If you take the liquid out the gel and put the liquid on some BC powder.
See, you making some.
How fucked up would you be?
I don't know, but in chemistry, you ain't supposed to mix no shit. I do know that. Ooh, no, that ain't me. That's the bullshit for boy.
Nigga, tell me why.
Oh, shit.
I was watching some shit on YouTube.
Bullshit, cigarettes.
It was some cop shit. And the title was Thieves and Catchers.
Nigga, let me tell you. This is why you shouldn't do drugs. And this is why you should live right. I was putting up the motherfucking candy with my back. You know what I'm saying? I'm standing there. So at the corner of my eye, I see the law come. nigga. I heard him flip around, turn around, put my back to that candy so motherfucking bad.
Nigga, you at work.
Exactly. Bitch, I ain't even doing nothing. He did like this. He said, hey. So he walked up on me. He said, yeah, I do that sometimes. I know. I don't like for people to do it on, do it to me. I'm thinking in my mind, nah, bitch. I thought I was gone. I'm just waiting for him to say my name. Say, come here. What? Yeah. Don't be here. Live the right way.
This being the thing, but don't do drugs.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that shit fucked me up. I had to laugh at my damn self. Stupid.
So, I was watching this cop thing, right? And the cop responds to some...
I know I have narcotics in here.
Some nigga got caught stealing at the store. And I guess he told the virus that it was drugs in the car.
Wait! You told on your motherfucking self?
Nigga, tell me why it was a girl in the car. So he pulled her out. After like 5 minutes, she started crying and shit about being detained. You know what I'm gonna say? Is there any drugs in the car? Because he said there's a little meth lab in the car.
What?
So they walking off the store with this nigga, this bitch chilling. You motherfucking told the cops that you got a meth lab in the car? This nigga done told the laws what everything he got in the car. That she had a gun in the car. This bitch went to jail for a warrant. But everything, he took in charge of everything else. Fast forward to the next
video. Fuck no!
Fast forward to the next video, next clip.
Bitch, you told on yourself?
Oh, yeah. He told on himself. He went to jail. He went to jail.
Hear me?
She ain't really do shit. She was sitting in the car. If they had drugs in there, I don't know. They probably would have found it anyway. But at least he told her to cooperate, I guess. She went to jail for a warrant out of a whole nother count. So the next clip, the laws respond to a petty theft. Somebody that stole some shit from a store. So they see two people jump. I guess the law see two people jump a fence and they try to get
him. I'm upset.
Why one nigga get fat? It was on from the jump. The cops say, who was running with you? I don't know, some black dude. That nigga say. So they finally,
can't really say I'm lying. Prove so, that I'm lying. I don't know this nigga. It was a black dude.
But listen, nigga, after the lock gets the, get the little white dude the handcuffs, they walk him back.
The white dude was white. Say,
yeah. The white dude gonna say, where he at? I'm gonna say, who? The black dude. He said, shit, I ain't worried about him. I'm looking for you.
Yeah, bitch, you don't know. Oh, shit.
So,
they
cast the nigga that said, what was going on? Well, we going to the store, the black dude I was with, he was the one that was stealing. This nigga blaming everything on the black. And nigga say, why when you see me, you took out front of him. The black dude said, let's run, so I ran. And nigga say, he wasn't in there stealing. They got caught.
Really bitch.
This nigga had two bibs in his pocket.
Two bibs?
Yes. And guess what was in the backpack? Guess what was in the backpack? Some baby formula.
Oh, that's because, Ooh, no, Pippi. Stay your ass off of her.
So,
that's because, you know, baby formula's so high. So they steal it and shit. They can get $20 if they got the big one.
They had questions about.
Was they the big ones?
Huh?
Was they big or was they the little ones?
They was the big ones.
Oh, yeah. And they got a good $20, $25 for each one of them. Because them bitches like $40-something dollars, $50.
So?
Ooh, I used to hate buying them.
That nigga. The long off of us. Where'd you get the formula from? I got it from a friend's house. I was telling Will last night, what's the friend's name? Nigga gave him a name. So you was just staying with him. You said the dude named Gary, because I forgot. I think it was like Kevin or something. So you were sitting with a random dude named Kevin last night, and he gave you some baby formula? Nigga said, you the first out. The nigga, the law was so fucking cool and funny. And nigga said, you the first one out that came across to selling baby products. Is it a profitable? What's the word?
Profitable.
Yeah, is it a profitable business? Nigga, that nigga said, I guess not you to count me. Yeah, but that nigga blamed everything the law asked. The nigga said, shit, the black dude. I ain't doing shit. I gave my stuff back. The black dude had it in the bag. Then he got it from my homeboy. The law asked me if he stole it from the house. He said, no, he gave it to me. But then he said he took it without asking. That nigga went to jail.
For what? Prove it. It was the black dude. Bitch, you see me in court. Bitch, you better make sure you make it.
This nigga gave them the nigga address and everything.
Oh, the black dude?
Yes, he gave it. On somebody's street, I think it was like a free. It was either a color street or. Back up. Can I shoot him?
What?
The door.
The door?
If I see the door front here, I'm going to tell you speed this motherfucker up.
I say, nigga, that's the leprechaun.
Exactly. It was a door.
No.
I didn't want to shoot it anyway. Because I would have shot it.
No.
You shot it. Venison is what's for them.
They didn't them shot a wild hog. Shit, he had that big butcher.
Who?
They was behind his ass by the shed. He was going to the shed to watch.
Wait, who shot a wild hog?
Daddy and him.
Oh.
Daddy and Big Eric, Little Eric, some kind of Eric. One of them Eric.
Where the fuck is this speaking?
I don't know, but shit, I'm way over here. Shit, I can't see. Hell yeah.
You got shit. Papers and shit in there.
Yeah, bitch, you gonna have to get your ass over. Cause I ain't gonna do it. Shit. Hell yeah.
Watch all that shit out the way.
Shit. And why the fuck are you flying on this road?
Cause he's got a big truck and a small penis.
5'2".
That's what they say.
Shit. Little man complex. Yo, man. I wish I was a little bit taller. Wish I was a ball. I used to hate that fucking song.
Ooh, I've seen another crazy movie I want to watch.
I need.
It's about this dude.
No.
Who is that? An assassin?
I need something round.
And to kill, like, the owner of a toy company or something?
Bobby done fucked my shit up.
My bad.
Fuck.
So
no.
This nigga get a box, right?
That shit right there hurt me.
And it's full of army toys.
I was fully working. I was moving around. I mean, I felt the pain. But now. I don't even want to use this motherfucker. And the fucked up thing is, I'm right here. And my right arm hurts. Some bullshit. No, the fuck, I'm not. That shit ain't doing nothing. I told you I've been working all day, nigga. That shit ain't doing shit. Ooh, am I musty? You smell me? No. I smell. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. That's what the fuck I smell. On musty, but you know, I don't know. They be like, one arm was musty one day, and then I was like amazed at that shit. No, it's a beautiful day. Cause nigga, when I say I threw my arm up here like this and smelled my own armpit, I was like, whoa, shit! That bitch is fighting back. God damn it! I got the wipe and the smell in the other one. I'm like, this motherfucker don't sleep. How do one
arm? Where was you at?
What? Coming from work. And I had the windows down.
I said, was you around Josh at the time?
No. I was. It wasn't hot, but it wasn't cold. You know. And I had so my arm just like that. Nigga, I was like, ooh, that wind flew up through that shirt. Goddamn me, grilled onions.
Look at that. Wind
flew. I have your body musty. How does that work?
Fuck that.
One armpit musty.
You know what it? I don't even know what the fuck it smell like.
And then my thing was, have I been walking around putting up shit smell like grilled onions all day? You know, you just
I wonder if
your customers be like, oh, that bitch funky right there. No, bitch. This is
some I new wonder shit. What they say at the work job. Or anywhere else.
But see, they really be spaced out. They don't just be piled up, you know, everybody doing something at that motherfucker. They don't just be Or maybe they they skin in Giddens or something and they nose fucked up from John. Like they don't got a good sniffer. I'm just saying, guys. I don't know. I just need to walk in y'all house. Oh my God, what the fuck is that smell? Bitch, that is a full grown werewolf. Yeah, I need to clean up. Let the windows up. You know what I mean?
I did that shit the other day. We got the AC fixed. I went in that nigga room and closed the door, left the windows open. Turned the AC on too.
Shit.
This nigga came to the house within 5 minutes. I was like, oh my God.
That was not long enough. You needed at least an hour.
I'm talking about him.
You need Febreze. Just go to Spring and come in one time. Just walk around and Febreze his ass. He come in the room, Febreze. He leave the room, Breeze. You walk to the kitchen, Breeze. I'll be in that hole like goddamn Craig Daddy with the air pressure in the bathroom. Fuck you mean. Shh. I'll be in that hole gag. Too much of that shit to keep.
Too much of that shit to keep.
Yeah, it's biohazard. God damn it. Killing me soft. Nigga, I'm upset.
You chill.
I can't believe that boy smell like that. My mama gonna say, do he stink? I said, mama, I don't know. They say he do. I can't smell him. You want to meet him so you can smell him? Because mama sniff work damn good. Hell yeah. Mama gonna tell you. Hey, mama. Oh, your cookies in there, they smell like they done. Because I damn sure can't smell. If I went off cooking by smelling,
everything gonna be burnt.
Fucked up tasting like a motherfucker. I can't smell shit. It gotta be strong as fuck for me to smell it. Or I gotta put it real close to my nose, almost to my lip. So I don't really do that shit because, yeah, nah. Be my luck, some shit hit my lip, and I'm gonna gag. My stomach be tired. My stomach be.
Now let me see your light.
the motherfuckers gonna say, you just be cleaning that bathroom like you ain't got no problem. Yeah, bitch, because I bleach everything. When I smell bleach,
it's
I know it's enough. Because I'm spraying till I smell bleach. The toilet, I smell a little bleach, but not quite. The sink, then I turn the hot water on, because I water get pretty hot for it to be a business. I turn the hot water on and go to spraying that bleach around it so that heat just, you know what I'm saying?
Take it up and go with it.
Yeah. Floor, bleach. Side of the toilet, bleach. Many women use it. I see a stream of piss, bleach. Which, hell no, I ain't got no problem with it. You put on gloves,
duh.
Depends on if you have an explosion. Now, sometimes our bathroom don't be dirty like that because I don't be letting everybody in there. Sometimes I lock the door on purpose.
Fuck that door anyway.
The door is locked. I said, well, shit, that means somebody in there. Well, I've been standing there like 10 minutes and they haven't came out. What the fuck you want me to do? Y'all destroyed the first bathroom. You go in that hole, it's like the plumber's worst nightmare, and that motherfucker. Then the fucked up thing is, even though we got a sign up there and say it don't work, and got an arrow pointing to the next bathroom, they're going there and fucking use it anyway. The bitch that flush. It's like a septic tank in that motherfucker. I mean, what's that bitch you go in? A porta potty. Bitch, are y'all really that fucking nasty? Yes.
I just can't. On the thought.
I'm telling you, nigga, like, it's fucking, I don't even go in that bathroom. You want me to what?
It's like, if I ever have to porta potty.
Look, can you go in there and see? You want me to what? Bitch, I'm not going in there.
If I ever have to
support a party, I don't work at the nursing home for the sale. I don't give a fuck. People be like, oh, you could just work in the kitchen and blah, 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 blah. I helped Tammy Davis out for maybe like 2 months in Bastrop as a dietary aid. The only way that I did this, I went to the kitchen door. They let me in. I walked through the dining room, and the clock out machine was right there. I never walk through that motherfucking nursing home. Because if I did, I would not work there. But Tammy needed help, and I was like, yeah, I'll tell you everything, baby. That's when I found out I suck at rolling silverware. Not my ideal job. Any motherfucking way. But yeah. But yeah. These motherfuckers be nasty. Motherfucker took the diaper off a child and put it, took the top off the trash can. You know how you step on it and the trash can lid come up? And set the diaper on the trash can lid. Flipped it over and set it in there. So, why you ain't just put the shit in the trash? It be motherfucking old people diapers in they bitch. What the fuck? You couldn't wait till you got to your house? That'd be my thing. I hate pulling the fucking trash. And then we got them clear ass trash bags. Fuck no. Shit, motherfucker shit in the trash can, nigga. What the fuck is your problem? Who raised you? I threw the whole trash can away. It's some brown, runny. Put that shit in the dumpster. I'm not touching it. Okay, put the lid on it. Long as I don't see it, I'm good because I can't smell.
Damn.
I know, right?
That hole was big as fuck.
Man, it's an epidemic because I was coming down.
How the fuck is it an epidemic?
They taking over. It's a possum?
No, that was a fucking big ass snake, nigga.
Oh, shit, I ain't seen it.
That bitch was at least 5 feet. And it was curled the fuck up.
Was he dead or alive?
It was dead.
Oh.
I don't know. Remember the last thing we didn't stop the scene one day.
You said the bitch was dead. He was gonna grab his tail. I said him not. He got that hunk in him. He fool as fuck. He trying to push him down so he can go.
Nigga, y'all seen something on Facebook that fucking me up.
That's why I say that shit be crazy.
This bitch up an elephant?
Nice to get your ass because you think they fucked off and they not.
But it was a picture of some big ass animal, right? And then it was a snake. And the snake was slowly eating that bitch. And at the end it dead dinosaurs.
Now that you say that.
Said
that shit. Hell yeah.
Y'all be seeing some weird shit. I just don't send you a lot of it.
Oh, nah.
Rolling.
Hell ah. All I know, the nigga with them heels and that lipstick and that crooked ass weed.
That nigga said, you look sick. He said, nope, only one nigga can get this drug.
No, like, that nigga said, one dick. Exactly. In this truck. Exactly. Nigga, your dick ain't that big. Him not. And this nigga here with his lipstick was fucking with me. The wig was fucking with me more than him. Cause he looked like that goddamn old hell, your granny slapped that wig on real quick. It looked like that motherfucker there was raunchy days. Runt over. Like granny said, runt over. It's been runt over. Runt over.
That was a Casey.
You know he had it twisted.
That was a Casey.
What you mean a Casey?
Because a Casey is a boy and it can be a girl. That was a man like a woman. That was a Casey.
So now you know I'm be walking around like, oh, is that a Casey?
No, I gotta be something else because the nigga that worked with us named Casey.
Whitney. I know
no nigga named Whitney.
You don't?
No.
I went to school with like three Whitneys. And they were straight boys. Okay, Sean. What other name? Now that's a good thing to do.
What?
Figure out names that men and women have. But Whitney, I do know several Whitney men. Men and women named Sean.
Scholar.
Wait, pause. You know a boy named Scholar?
I know two.
Oh, fuck no. I have no boys named Scholar. All women are Scholar.
Nigga, when I was daughter and the boss son named Scholar.
What the fuck?
I don't know no girls named Scholar. Well, Scholar what? Diggins. That's only one.
I know Ron's daughter, her name's Skylar. My little cousin name's Skylar. Skylar. And the girl I'm in school with name's Skylar. I don't know no boy Skylar's. That's fucked up.
Huh.
I know a boy and a girl named Blake. I don't know girls. You gotta think crazy ass name now, like that shit got it.
For real, like shit.
Aaron can be a boy and girl.
That's what we're gonna call him, Aaron.
And Bobby's.
That's the first thing in my mouth, yeah. Hell to the no.
Bobby, I know a boy Bobby, I know girl Bobby's. I know
a whole bunch of them too, but we ain't finna.
No, we're not going to say Bobby's. I'm just saying. Yeah, I'm sitting here thinking names that fucking Bo can use.
You'd be crazy. Like, is that an Aaron?
No, that's my grandpa name.
How do you spell it?
Oh, shit. Oh, he got it. He is regular. A. Aaron.
Can we go y'all Mexican. Can we go Mexican with it? Lupe?
Hell yeah.
Is that a...
Nigga, you know what you said when you said that shit, what I thought of? That nigga I sent you that damn video of where that nigga, where they do make that noise like a firecracker or something, and that nigga say, what the fuck? Is this nigga having a seizure? I'm trying to see what you're doing, because y'all don't
know. Now I need to make an acronym for Lupe. I got it, but it might be kind of stupid. It got a good meaning, too.
Go. Whichever way, shit, you blinded me. Yeah, I don't want
ladies
you to
ladies under...
Penis pristine, endeavors.
Machine estrogen. What? What'd you say?
Ladies under penis endeavors. Wait, what? What did you say?
Huh?
What did you say?
I don't know, something with estrogen. I don't know a P word. Ladies under powerful estrogen.
What the fuck? Okay. Okay. Lupe.
What you want me to go
with?
What you want me to go with?
I don't know. I don't know. Lupe. I don't know. I don't know. Fuck that. What was the word she said the other day? Spanish. Spanish.
We still on Spanish.
Hell yeah, because I keep forgetting.
That shit is a classic.
Spanish. They don't want to speak in Spanish. Wow, oh, you motherfucker. Why you keep your drunk ass there? This drunk ass nigga standing still, sitting still. And you flying with the bright lights on.
Hey, bitch, you better slow your whole ass down.
I ain't in no rush, bitch. You can pass me. I ain't on no drunk shit.
Wait till we get out to these goddamn curbs.
Oh, I ain't finna let that bitch pass me right here. Somebody gonna die today. No. I'm good. Oh, that nigga shot off.
What?
That car, it was a car just right here.
I didn't see it.
I seen the nigga brake lights because they was on the brakes and they wasn't moving. This
is why I wish I had one of my other phones. So one of them
the lights for me.
I can make the lights flash a whole bunch of colors.
Say, my nigga, come on. I sure would
pick out some red and blue lights and put
this
them
shit
on.
Ain't gonna fly right there.
Your bitch ass.
Get the fuck out of here.
Now you want to go
slow. Slow down. I don't even fuck. Fuck out of here. Get your bitch ass on.
Come on.
Shit. Get the fuck out of here.
See how bad you swerve.
Get your drunk ass. I need the bright lights on your bitch ass. But you already fucking up.
To the right.
Straighten up. Fly right.
To the left. Oh,
no. Why these damn telephone poles and shit? All these boxes look like that. And take your drunk ass to Don Bryce. Okay, so I ain't tripping. They making a comeback. Because last night, I laid down and I had my sock on and I said, ah! Fucking took the phone, I'm flashed like, is that a sticker bug? What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know. It was one. Like, I was just sitting there. Random just took shit. Off my socks and shoes after we got back from the park.
When last time you seen a sticker bug? Real nigga shit.
Today, I'm telling you.
So no, no, before that, today. Exactly. What the fuck?
Probably cleaning up something.
So in my mind, that means that's more of a desert kind of dry. Yeah.
No, you know them hoes be growing in like sometimes. We used to play with them. Them hoes hurt.
Damn right. And when you got a whole bunch, you gotta pick them out. Got some people.
Nigga, then there's the ones you throw that you try to take the whole thing off, they don't come off with the leaf. With the stem.
Oh, no, nigga. You trip and fall, and you fall in the grass, and you try to catch yourself.
Your hands.
Still fall.
No.
So now you got them on your clothes, your hands, your ass. Yeah, nah. Nigga, you just standing there hoping somebody feels sorry for your dumb ass.
And help you.
And gonna help pick some of them bitches out.
Nigga, I'm finna put my horn straight up. Whatever you do, do not like this shirt.
Such my shit.
Exactly. Pull that bitch straight the fuck up.
Shit. He's standing there like a scarecrow. Oh, shit. Nikki, no, no, no. That shit feels scary.
Tommy. And yesterday I said something about, nigga, when I was a kid, I used to play in a ditch. What did the nigga say? I was over there too. The guy said, you was a brother? He said, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nigga, no, you
wasn't. You wasn't in the ditch?
Because I don't remember.
You were one of them other kids.
Exactly. You one that can't come outside.
But you barely came over here. Yeah. Nigga, we in this thing. Idea of me throwing shit at cars when they pass by when you walk all the way down to the airport. Hey,
I remember when we walked through that bitch thinking we was gonna go somewhere.
Ooh, nah. We used to always play. You know how we over there by Maddie's, you go over, but it's like a fucking, like a ditch, a concrete ditch that go all the way. I'm yep. Like, by going by your sisters.
Yep.
What your sister say she do? Your sister move? No.
No?
Hell no. I got your sister move. I don't know. From down by your sisters all the way back to 290.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Your sister ain't got no car?
Yeah.
I know I went by there and I did not see your sister. None of y'all shit look like y'all shit. I knocked on the door, ain't nobody in.
What time was
it? Shit, I don't know, in the daytime. One of these days I was looking for your ass. Then I was gonna ask about your mama. Shit, how is your mama doing? Cause mama need ass.
She at home.
Okay.
You have to get off the phone. Let's see what that is.
You got.
I don't know what the fuck she was asking for. She said, you got, and I hung up the phone.
Oh, she got a cigarette.
No,
shit, I ain't gonna
get it. No, it's not about some money, and I ain't finna get it.
Oh, no.
I'm
about to
make it like this. Fuck that. Can I have the $40 from last week? Whatever the fuck that was.
Like that. You need to be over there help. Nigga, I said help. I ain't say shit about no more.